You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A Royals record was tied yesterday, and who knows, could be broken possibly tonight or in the next few days. Salvador Perez, if you were listening yesterday, because Dana had a brilliant play-by-play call on it, tied George Brett's home run record with 317. And the other guy who called that game, Ryan LaFever, is joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Ryan, good afternoon and hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
What an exciting moment for our town.
Your call or the actual home run?
Well, really all of it, Ryan, if we were going to break it down, which we don't need to do. I just want to say, like, you did you know this was coming yesterday? I did, to the point that I reached out to Scott yesterday and said, can we get Ryan on? And he said, they're in pregame. I just thought it was going to be yesterday.
Yeah. I was hoping at least one of the two would be at home, either tying it or breaking it. He had a chance to break it. He still had one more at bat after he tied it. It'll be much different on the road. We'll have to generate most of the excitement on the road if he breaks it on the road, because there'll be no reaction from the crowd. But either way, it's going to be a great achievement for him.
Well, speaking of excitement, Ryan, what we decided to do, because we kind of thought your call was rather pedestrian.
Like the other ones?
Yeah. And so what we decided to do was spice it up a little bit. Do you have time to hear that?
Sure. All right. Absolutely. And, for you too?
Yeah.
Of course.
And maybe take some notes or a tip from what we did. And when he breaks the record and makes 318, you can add some of this to your call on the broadcast.
Here's the one strike pitch. Swung on, hit in the air.
Oh!
Deep center field. Number 317.
Ow! I missed it!
And one Royals legend ties another.
And we have a squirrel.
317 home runs.
He did it!
For Salvador Perez, tied with George Brett.
He did it. This is not play-by-play. I'm just stating a fact.
For the Royals' all-time record.
Now, Ryan, I just, as a fellow broadcaster... As a fellow broadcaster.
I don't know why I'm showing my age, but you two will be able to relate. All I could think of was peaches and herb
yes.
the whole time I was listening to that call.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I would never, ever want to replace HUD or any of them. You guys are all just brilliant. But they're always so worried when something happens in here and I start getting excited that we're going to be sued because of those words you always say, that any, you know, rebroadcast of this without explicit permission from the Royals, that they thought what I was doing was illegal.
Well, I guess you were not allowed to play the television broadcast, but why couldn't you view reacted to the radio broadcast? I mean, we're all owned by the same company.
Right.
That is true. But what's left out of Dana's recount of what happened yesterday, or recollection of what happened yesterday, is her telling Sam, go to the TV broadcast right now. Go to the TV broadcast. To which I said, we can't do that. And Dana said, oh, who cares? And I said, Sam and I care.
No, I actually listened to it. Dana sent it to me this morning. And that's what set up this whole conversation today. And she told me exactly where to go to. So I listened to it. And it was great.
Are you suing me?
I can't sue you. Why would I want to sue you? Can you imagine what you could do to me on the radio for a whole year if I tried to sue you?
Truly, Ryan, it was a brilliant call.
It was.
And I think you will agree. And
She's talking about herself right now.
I was happy to be a part of it.
You will forever go down in Royals history.
Thank you. That's all I wanted you to say.
Think of how many people are big Royals fans, but they chose to listen to you yesterday, and they will remember where they were when Salvi tied the record.
And Ryan, just so that you know, the reaction from the audience, from the text line, to be honest, Dana, I thought that you had just been stung by a flock of wasps.
Yeah.
Ryan, could you tell us a little bit, because you're so close with Salvi and all of those guys, truly, like, all kidding aside, what does this mean when he surpasses it? And even be like, you know, George, like, records are meant to be broken. I think everyone's excited about this, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, to two great players. I mean, sometimes we make the mistake of, pre-planning what we're going to say, and it never comes out good. I mean, I think just the first thing that pops into our heads is, the best way to go. And as I was, as I was thinking about in my mind, like what that meant, that home run, and that's where, one Royals legend ties another. And it's like, he's a Royals legend now. And it's hard to feel that when they're still playing. But I think that the greatest accomplishment for Salvi tying this record is, first of all, you have to be a really good player, which he is. And in this day and age, you don't see guys stick with a team for 15 years, and especially in a small market. Mm-hmm. So that's the part that I think we need to appreciate about Salvi, is that he is a really good player. He's a great human being. He's happy every day. He loves baseball. Players forever that have played with him will talk about Salvador Perez and what he's meant. But I think where our gratitude comes in is that he chose to stay with us all of these years to get to this point.
Yeah.
And you were talking about him as just a human being. I am still in love with the story, and it didn't even happen on the field of play, where he is driving through a neighborhood and sees a bunch of kids, little kids, playing a pickup baseball game, and he pulls over and plays with them.
Right, and didn't bring his own camera crew that someone would record it and he'd be promoting himself. I mean, the video we saw was from one of the parents of the kids, right? I mean, so if the parents weren't home that day, I mean, Salvi would have gone and played wiffle ball, and there would have been no proof that he did it. And that's not why he did it. And that's him. I mean, the guy loves to play baseball. And I remember a few years ago, he was coming back from his thumb surgery, and Pedro Grifol was our bench coach and our catching coach. And he was out there working out Salvi, who was coming back much sooner than we thought. He was way ahead of schedule from surgery on his thumb. And Pedro said something about Salvi that I'll never forget. And he said, Salvador Perez is the very rare star player who realizes that this will come to an end someday. Yeah. Mm. And so he knows that. And so he plays as if, this is not going to last forever.
How soon after he retires, Ryan, does a statue go up in his honor?
not long. And I mean, he's going into the Royals Hall of Fame as soon as he's eligible. I think we all believe he's going to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame as soon as he's eligible. Yeah, but as far as statues go, it certainly will be in the new ballpark.
And then, they're on a 10-game away stretch right now. It is very likely the record is broken away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. We can't time that, right? Can they bench him for 10 games?
Well, I mean, George Brett got his 3,000th hit on the road, and there was not a very big crowd, but we're all going to remember that highlight, and we're going to remember Fred White calling it. I mean, so in the moment, I wish we were home just so the crowd could, show their appreciation. But I was just hoping he would do at least one of the two at home, either tie it or break it at home. And it won't be as special because we won't have the roar of the crowd. The place will probably go silent if he hits a home run. But one thing I learned from what happened yesterday as I prepare myself for when he hits it is, as soon as I say home run and he's hit 318, I'll probably lay out and then begin a discussion with HUD about the energy that's required to open an AI data center in Kansas.
Yeah. Right after the call, Ryan, you and HUD are going to have the call. And when you said you don't try to think about it too much, just do the first thing that pops, Sam, into your head.
Yeah, so it'll go full circle, right? Because isn't that what you were talking about?
Yes.
When the Salvi home run hit? Yeah, so it'll go full circle. You were talking about energy required to fuel an AI data center. Mm-hmm. Salvi hits a home run.
Oh,
from my point of view, Salvi hits a home run, and then we need to talk about the power needed for an AI data center.
I think that would be a brilliant broadcast. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, do you know, is he in the lineup for tonight? Have they yes. released that yet?
He's batting fourth, and he's the DH. So he, he's been batting lower in the order, but this gives him a chance to have more at bats. And you know what? I will say this: if he hits it here in Detroit, there will be a special meaning to that because he hit his first major league home run here.
Oh,
really?
15 years ago. Yeah. So August of 2011, he hit his first home run here against Max Scherzer, who's still pitching. You got these guys that are both still playing. So that would be a neat little twist to it if he does hit it here in Detroit. And we're here for four games.
Oh, okay. I love the history of that.
And
thank
first
you,
pitch
Ryan.
Is 5:40, is that right?
5:40 your time, yes.
Okay, so you're saying there's a chance this could happen while we're on the air.
He's going pretty good. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I look forward to handling the call with you again, my friend.
Yeah, that's good. And if it does happen again, then I expect to be on the next day and we'll compare calls again.
Absolutely.
I want you to think of me, Ryan, and if you could just muster when it happens, I think that'd be great.
I'll rely on HUD to provide those sounds.
That's a good plan.
Hey, be well. Have a great call tonight.
All right, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right, you take care. Well. That is Ryan Lefever, the voice of the Kansas City Royals.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.